கரவாவகை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்துமாவிர்விஷாவகை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
கௌண்டேய
ஜகத்விபரிவர்த்ததே மயாத்யக்ஷேன ப்ரக்ருதிஹி சூயதே சசராசரம் கேதுநானேன கௌந்தேய ஜகத்விபரிவர்த்ததே. அவஜானந்தி மாமூடாஹ அவஜானந்தி மாமூடாஹ மானுஷீம் தனுமாஶ்ரிதம் மானுஷீம் தனுமாஶ்ரிதம் பரம் பாவமஜானந்தஹ பரம் பாவமஜானந்தஹ மம பூத மகேஸ்வரம் மம பூத மகேஸ்வரம் அவஜானந்தி மாமூடாஹ மானுஷீம் தனுமாஶ்ரிதம் பரம் பாவமஜானந்தஹ மம பூத மகேஸ்வரம். மோகாஷாமோககர்மாணஹ மோகஜ்ஞானாவிசேததஹ ராக்ஷசீமாசுரீம்சைவ ப்ரக்ருதிம் மோஹினீம் ஶ்ருதாஹ ப்ரக்ருதிம் மோஹினீம் ஶ்ருதாஹ மோகாஷாமோககர்மாணஹ மோகஜ்ஞானாவிசேததஹ ராக்ஷசீமாசுரீம்சைவ ப்ரக்ருதிம் மோஹினீம் ஶ்ருதாஹ மஹாத்மானஸ்து மாம் பார்த்த மஹாத்மானஸ்து மாம் பார்த்த தெய்வீம் ப்ரக்ருதிமாஶ்ருதாஹ தெய்வீம் ப்ரக்ருதிமாஶ்ருதாஹ பஜந்த்யனன்யமனஸஹ பஜந்த்யனன்யமனஸஹ ஞாத்வா பூதாதிமவ்யயம் ஞாத்வா பூதாதிமவ்யயம் மஹாத்மானஸ்து மாம் பார்த்த தெய்வீம் ப்ரக்ருதிமாஶ்ருதாஹ பஜந்த்யனன்யமனஸஹ ஞாத்வா பூதாதிமவ்யயம். சததம் கீர்த்தயந்தோ மாம் சததம் கீர்த்தயந்தோ மாம் யதந்தஶ்ச திருடவ்ரதாஃ யதந்தஶ்ச திருடவ்ரதாஃ நமஸ்யந்தஶ்ச மாம் பக்த்யாஃ நமஸ்யந்தஶ்ச மாம் பக்த்யாஃ நித்யயுக்தா உபாஸதே நித்யயுக்தா உபாஸதே. சததம் கீர்த்தயந்தோ மாம் யதந்தஶ்ச திருடவ்ரதாஃ நமஸ்யந்தஶ்ச மாம் பக்த்யாஃ நித்யயுக்தா உபாஸதே.
In the middle portion of the Gita, which emphasizes on Ishvara Swarupa, Tat. I told you already, the Bhagavad Gita is nothing but an elaboration on the Mahavakya Tattvam Asi. That reality, the word, Tattvam Asi, that's the word. Tat is being spoken now. Tvam was spoken in the first six chapters. You, the individual, Jiva Swarupa, the nature of the individual, Atma was spoken in the first six chapters. Now Ishvara Swarupa is spoken. Ishvara Swarupa and Ishvara Anugraha. Then the last six chapters talk about the connection between the Jiva and Ishvara. So here in chapter 9, like in chapter 7, he offers to teach him both knowledge and wisdom. And from verse number 4 of this chapter 9, he talks about Ishwara Swarupa. So first and foremost he says that reality, that true God is avyaya, unmanifest, is not available to your senses, is not available to your mind, is not available to your intellect. Kero Upanishad says, it is not what you see, but what makes you see. It is not what you hear, but what makes you hear. It is not what you feel, but what makes you feel. It's not what you think, but what makes you think. So, Lord is avyakta. He says, all this world is pervaded by me in the unmanifest form. Avyakta murthina. Maya katam idam sarvam. Jagat avyakta murthina. I pervade this entire universe. By me this entire universe is pervaded. How? In unmanifest form. In the sense, the Lord Tat is subtle, the subtlest, is not available for your senses, mind and intellect. It is avyaktam. Vyakti means that which is available to your senses, mind and intellect. Avyakta means that which is beyond your senses, mind and intellect. That is number one. Number two, he said, it is sarvagata, it is all pervading. It is all pervading. The entire universe is pervaded by me. It is both immanent and transcendent. It is within this world, the entire universe, and it is beyond. Then he said, being avyakta, I am being all pervading. I am not dependent on the world. The world is dependent on me. God is satya, world is mithya. Mithya is dependent on satya, not the other way. God is satya, independent, not dependent. I am the supporter, adhishtana. Lord is the supporter of the world. Like, without light, there can be no drama going. Right? The light, in the presence of the light, drama is going. Lord is the supporter. Baker's mind is the supporter. The very material cause of the whole universe. I am the supporter. Adhishtanam. On me, the whole thing is going. Like an anvil. You know, anvil that cobbler uses. He keeps all the leather material on the anvil. And he beats them up with his tools. He changes the shape of the leather material. But nothing happens to the handle. The support, the base. So I am Adhishtan. Being Adhishtan, I am Satya, independent. Then he said, I am Asanga. I am not attached. Like gold is the supporter of all the ornaments. Without gold, there can be no ornament. But gold is completely detached from the ornament. In the sense, gold is not dependent on the ornament for its presence. Is it? But ornaments are dependent on the gold for its, for their presence. So it's totally detached. Asanga. Without God, there can be no universe. I told you, you must always remember this. In this middle portion, we will be emphasizing this again and again. In the beginning, as you are in the elementary stages of spiritual development, you are told God is the creator of this universe. Just like how you have a watch and you infer that there must be a watch maker. You see pot and you infer that there must be a pot maker. And the pot maker, when you say, is the intelligence cause. Is the intelligence cause of the pot. Is the intelligence cause of the watch, when you say watchmaker. So he is intelligence God. But intelligence God used some other material to produce watch. To produce a pot. But in the case of the world, the intelligence cause, what you call as God, what material did he use to create this world? From where did he take that material? Is there anything outside of him to take the material from? When you say God, intelligence cause, you say infinite, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. Everything is omni about it. Right? So when you talk about the intelligence cause of this world, the product when you analyze, itself is infinite. Eternal, time is eternal, world is nothing but time-space causation. Time is eternal. Space is all pervading. Causation is endless. In the world which is infinite, eternal, all-pervading, endless, could have not been produced, created by some finite individual. So that intelligence cost must also be infinite. Being infinite, can there be something else other than infinite? No. That means God must have created this universe out of himself only. Himself or herself or itself. Right. In this class, because it's ladies class, you say herself. Okay. So that you'll all be happy. Right. But from oneself, from God only the material should have evolved. So in the Upanishad, the example given for this is spider. How spider spins a web out of its own saliva. Right? The web is spinned out of spider's saliva, by spider. Like that, God himself or herself or itself is the material cause of this universe. So from the beginning, in the beginning, you have the idea that God is a creator. Then slowly what has happened is, you understand, world has evolved out of God only. World is equal to God, like the name and form mein farak hai. Like the example given is diamond and charcoal. Both are essentially carbon. But in one molecular structure it is diamond. In another it is called charcoal. But essentially both are carbon. So the material cause of this universe is God only. In one form it is appearing like world. That's all. So world is equal to God. But
there's no.
That is high school level. Okay. Isse bhi thoda aage jayenge. Then ultimately, when we go to the 15th chapter, we'll talk about it. Uttama Purusha. God is beyond all this manifestation. Don't limit God to just this manifestation. This is just available for your perception. God is beyond. This is just a perception, illusion. God is ultimately transcendent. Right? So we will discuss about that in detail when we go to 15th chapter. So now he is saying world is evolved from the material cause which is God only. So slowly when you start reflecting on this chapter, your perception with reference to the world changes. That has to happen. If that does not happen, then you are not digesting the Gita. The idea of Krishna giving this material to Arjuna is to change his perception. And changing perception, the whole thing changes. I have given you an example that Stephen Covey talked about. A gentleman travelling in the train compartment in the West. You remember that example? When he got that information, That the children are making noise, they have come from there, their own mother's funeral. Thereafter we said, let them be, don't disturb them. I mean, let them disturb us, no problem, you don't disturb them. Perspective has changed. Are you with me? You have, nothing has changed. Everything remains the same. Perception has changed. Today in the beginning you, in the hope of your expectation probably would have been when you came to Gita class that it will help me to change the world. Right? All your expectations will be shattered. But in the right sense, because world as it is, your perception changes, your perspective changes. Then the very world which was disturbing you cannot disturb you anymore. That's what he's saying next.
Yeah, but that is so similar to the family explanation.
Yes. It is?
The only question
is
whether there was something, whether it's a God or whatever, that's
the
creator, whether there was that so-called creator at the beginning.
This is the creator, na? In the beginning we just said for childhood stage, they said there is creator. Then they destroyed the theory of creation. There is nobody sitting up the cloud and creating. That's what? God himself is world is nothing but the manifestation of the God. And that also only limited portion. God is much beyond. Are you with me? So the creation is only in the beginning, they say God is creator. Uske baad that is shattered now. That theory of creation is destroyed. There is nobody sitting up the cloud and creating, you know. You're putting motive to it, nothing like that.
You change the cycle of our cycle, say my cycle for example. I keep getting, coming back again and again. The cycle of birth and death. Depends on my power, my karma, my religion. So then, so I'm the causation of my
you are responsible. He's talking about all that.
Yeah.
He's talking about all that, Daji. Just now I have completed only few. What are they? Avyaktam, Sarvagatam, then Adhishtanam, and then Asanga. Next he talks about is God being the material cause is the Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Karanam of this universe. Origin, existence and dissolution of this universe. Waker's mind is the Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Karanam of Waker's mind is the Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, origin, existence, dissolution of the Waker. You have not been studying for a while.
So the mind, our mind.
The
Waker's mind is the origin, existence and dissolution of what? Dream world. Not Waker's world. Have you forgotten everything? Dream world originates from where? Waker's mind. Exists in Waker's mind. Dissolves in Waker's mind. Waves originate, exist and dissolves in the ocean. The dream world originates, exists and dissolves in the Waker's mind. Similarly, God is the origin, existence and dissolution principle of the world.
And God in verse number 9 he said, is when these things are happening, when he's talking about all this, he said, see, O Kaunteya, at the end of Kalpa, time cycle, all beings enter my prakriti. Meaning what? From Vyakta, they go back to avyakta. But he is talking about avyakta. You must remember all that we studied in chapter 8 also. You understand this? In chapter 8, I think verse 20, 21 and all he was talking about. Read that verse 20, 21. Then I'll explain it. Read the translation, English translation.
But they exist higher than the unmanifested, yet another unmanifested being, eternal.
This is verse number
20.
Read 19.
This multitude of beings, being born again and again, is dissolved helplessly at the approach of night. O Partha, it streams forth at the approach of day. 28. But there exists higher than the unmanifested, yet another unmanifested being, eternal, which is not destroyed when all beings are destroyed.
Then next.
The unmanifested is called the imperishable. It is said to be the ultimate goal. Those who reach it do not return.
Exactly. So now,
that is my supreme abode.
What is he saying? There is vyakta prakriti, there is avyakta prakriti, and there is avyakta Ishwara, Lord. Eternal and avyakta, he spoke about. You remember? In this chapter 8, vyakta, avyakta. What does it mean? Manifest, unmanifest. So from manifest goes to unmanifest. But that is not to be considered as reality. Beyond that is reality. The higher prakriti, the higher nature is Brahman. In Ishwara, higher nature is Ishwara. In Ishwara, Maya is the potential. That Maya is the lower prakriti. The higher nature, eliminating the Maya, is expressive world as come about. The combination of higher and lower put together is the world. Don't forget all these things. You seem to be forgetting everything. Chapter 7. Go to chapter 7. Read verse 4, 5, 6 and 7. Translation.
Chapter
7. Verse 4, 5, 6, 7. Loudly.
Water, fire, air, space, mind, intellect, and also ego. That is the eightfold of my prakriti nature.
Eightfold nature of my
prakriti. This is the lower. But different from it, O Mahamaho, know my higher prakriti. The life element by which this universe is supported. Know this to be the womb of all beings. I am the origin and the dissolution of the whole universe. There is not higher than me, O Dhananjaya. All this is sprung on me as rose of Jain Mahalakshmi.
Yes. So what did you understand from this? He says there is lower prakriti, which is made of eightfold. What are they? Bhumi, Apa, Anala, Kam, Mano, Buddhi, Ahanka, Vayu. All these put together is my lower prakriti. And then he said, beyond this is my higher self. This higher self and the lower put together is the womb of this entire creation. And then when I talked about this lower prakriti in verse number 4, chapter 7, I told you this Bhumi, Apa, Anala and all is not talking about gross earth, gross water, gross fire. It's talking about the subtle earth, if you remember, I told all these things. So the lower prakriti combining with the higher produces this gross world, which is Jagati. Therefore Lord is saying, I am the supporter, beyond me there is nothing, everything is strong on me. Like Sutre Manikana Iva. And then in 8 he explained, he said, this Yakta Prakriti goes into Avyakta. From Avyakta again it comes to Vyakta. But I am the Ishwara is beyond Vyakta and Avyakta. It is another Avyakta. Yet another Avyakta which is imperishable, indestructible. Remember, now you come to 9. So what is he saying here? He is saying, like, now Mamata, when she is awake, she is a certain person. Let's say, just an example, musician. She goes to sleep. Then, again when she gets up in the morning tomorrow, will she be a musician or a mathematician suddenly? She will be a musician. So, in between period when she was in sleep, the musical vasanas, desires, have gone back to unmanifest condition. They again come back to manifest condition. But Brahman, the God, is beyond the vasanas also. Okay? So, he says, all this goes back to unmanifestation. Again they come to manifestation. Okay, and this is going on eternally. So you can't ask when did the world begin. Punap punaha. In 8 verses he says. Punap punaha means again and again it's going on. This chakra is continuing. It's a cycle. In this cycle, you can't say this is the beginning, this is the end. In a circle, which one is beginning, which one is end? So there is no beginning, no end. It's going on eternally. Are you with me? But philosophically, I pointed out to you last week, I asked a question. When did the world therefore begin for you?
When you wake up.
When you woke up. Last week they said when we were born. This week they are clear that when we woke up. When you woke up, you projected this world. In the dream, you are in the dream, let us say. Huh? I ask you, Madhuji, how old are you? You give your age. You account for it. Then I ask, how old is this dream? This will be there for an eternal period. My father was so many years, he's still there. My grandfather just passed away, he was so many years and he passed away. It's like that you will account for eternity. Yet when you wake up, you know that the dream was only 3 minutes old or 2 seconds old, isn't it? But when you were in the dream, you were accounting for eternity. So in that cycle, it is puna punaha. Again and again it comes and goes. But this act of coming and going, now next very important pointer about the Lord himself gives. What is that? He says, none of these acts bind me, O Dhananjaya. Nor do these acts, O Dhananjaya, bind me, remaining like one unconcerned and unattached to those acts. Why? Bhagavan says, I am akarta abhokta. I am akarta abhokta. Lord is not karta. Lord has no desire to do anything or not to do anything. Like petrol in a car. Without petrol, no car can move. Right? Yet petrol has no desire to move or not to move. Isn't it? Go and ask petrol, the Gita car is going on, would you like to move this car to that place? No response. Would you like not to go? No response. Without petrol, no car moves. Number one. Number two, what is the number two point? So that is a petrol example. The performance of the car has got nothing to do with the petrol directly. You take a Maruti 800 and a 7 series BMW to the same fuel station with the same petrol. One performs better than the other. It is to do with the engine of the car. Nothing to do with the petrol. And one car meets with accident, another doesn't. Again you cannot blame petrol for it or congratulate petrol for it. Return to the destination safely. Right? It is to do with the driver. Similarly, the prakriti is functioning. I have nothing to do with it. I am a karta, a bhokta. You become karta, then you are a bhokta. Then you have to enjoy, go through punya and sattva. So obviously what is happening, out of ignorance, we all become karta. Mataji, your doubts now slowly is coming to. The problem is, why then this samachar? Why should this coming and going happen? What is all this? Why am I suffering? He starts answering now. As of now, he just said, we've done up to 9 only, you said,
no? 10. 9 we did today. 10th we started.
You have to start 10. We haven't started it.
No.
Just giving summary of till verse 9.
Okay.
Okay. So now do we lack, O Dhananjaya, O winner of wealth, bind me, remaining like one unconcerned. Udaseenavat, like indifferent. I'm not indifferent. Light is indifferent to the drama that's going on. The floodlight is indifferent to the cricket match going on. Every one of us are attached. Right? Somebody is supporting India, somebody is supporting Pakistan. And they are all fighting, shouting. You know? All sorts of tamasha going on. As far as floodlight is concerned, it is unconcerned, unattached to the tamasha that is going on. So, in a way, Lord Krishna, by addressing Arjuna as Dhananjaya, is telling, this is the true wealth that you have to gain. Have you gained? All other wealth you have. Huh? But this true wealth you haven't got. As a result of which you are bound. You think by gaining the other wealth, you will free yourself from bondage. No, that will bind you even more. But if you gain this wealth, thereafter, whether you have other wealth or you do not have wealth, nothing can bind you.
So therefore, he says, O winner of wealth, Arjuna, all wealth you gain. What about this wealth? This wealth, this capacity to be unconcerned and unattached. Like actor on the stage. You understand? The role is performed, but he is unconcerned and unattached. Like that you should be. If you gain this knowledge over a period of time, you will become like that. Then you can say, yes, I am a Gita student. Not till then. Verse number 10. Maya jakshena prakritihi, maya jakshena prakritihi, suyate sacharacharam, suyate sacharacharam, ketu nanena kaunteya, ketu nanena kaunteya, jagat viparivartate, maya jakshena prakritihi, suyate sacharacharam, ketu nanena kaunteya, jagat viparivartate. By me presiding over, by the light presiding over, Prakriti produces the moving and the unmoving. But can't we did verse 10 also, we did this. Moving and the unmoving. Because of this, O Kaunteya, the world revolves. Hetu nanena Kaunteya, jagat viparivartate. This revolution is continuing because Prakriti momentum is continuing. I have got nothing to do. I'm just presiding. Without me presiding over, nothing can happen. Electricity is talking now. I am just a presiding over factor. The fan is revolving because of its nature. Cooler is cooling by me presiding over. I've got nothing to do with cooling. Right? Heater is heating by me presiding over. The whole jagat is going on simply by myself being a enlivening factor. But I have nothing to do with it. He who sees it sees it. Ya pashyati, sa pashyati. Whoever sees it. The moment you say, you see the Prakriti functioning. Like at times you also see that in you, isn't it? Hunger is there. You are aware of hunger. The person who is aware of hunger is different from hunger. And when this awareness is there for a while, total detachment, you are little sensible even though the hunger is really killing you. Otherwise, when the detachment goes, when you become one with hunger, then what happens? You are going crazy.
out of hunger. You have got identified with hunger.
Thereafter you don't say my body is hungry, you say
I am hungry.
This is what he is trying to tell here. I am just a presiding over fact. Yes, without me presiding over, nothing happens. In my present, Prakriti is functioning. Maya is playing about. Right. And this samsara continues. So breaking of this samsara or allowing the samsara to further continue is in your hands. By gaining knowledge.
And this knowledge you will detach. And once you detach, you thereafter don't give more momentum to this already existing momentum.
Then slowly it dies.
The ultimate idea is you become a witness to it. By gaining this knowledge, Sakshi Bhava. Really speaking, once you gain this Sakshi Bhava, then Prakriti will slowly not further your vasanas anymore. But the moment you, out of ignorance, continue, you will further your vasanas. So, the samsara karanam is going to be spoken from verse number 11. Samsara karanam is that your foolishness is going to say. You remember that story we have always discussed about Narad Muni and Lord Vishnu taking a walk. And that time Narad Muni asked, what is this samsara, please tell me. Vishnu said, I have forgot about samsara, I am very thirsty. Give me a glass of water. You remember that? And he went to get a glass of water from the neighboring river and there he saw a beautiful damsel. And he got involved with her. He proposed and they both got married. They produced children and he could not take the pangs of samsara after so many children, no school admission, nothing. So he started suffering Narad Muni. So he said, my God, oh Narayana, where are you? Save me from this samsara. He said. Then Narayana shouted back saying, where are you Narada? I asked you for a glass of water. Chao. Story ends. Meaning,
in that few minutes of you going to get the glass of water, you created samsara.
By you identifying with the Prakriti, you created samsara.
De-identify. How? By gaining the knowledge.
There is no other way. So that is what he is going to say. Just be presiding over. By me presiding over, this samsara is going on and on. So in this chakkar, which is continuing, which is eternally going on, you have to get yourself out of the chakkar.
I'm forgetting the centripetal and centrifugal force. One is sucking in, one is sucking
throwing out.
Throwing out. Which is throwing out?
Centrifugal is the aorta side.
So you have to throw yourself out
with this knowledge. This samsara will continue. This chakra will go on. Body will continue. You understand? It will ask for food. It will ask for everything. Chakra will continue. But you throw yourself out. But the problem is, you have already got deluded. Right? You are too much in the chakra. You do not want to throw yourself out. You don't understand what he is talking about. You further get more and more deluded. If you are wise, you will stop at defining it. If you are unwise, you will continue. He is going to talk about unwise. Poor. How this samsara, what is the samsara karana? He is talking about from verse number 11. Avajananti maam mudaha. Avajananti maam mudaha. Mahushintam mashritam. Mahushintam mashritam. Param bhavam ajanantaha. Param bhavam ajanantaha. Mamabhuta maheshwaram. Mamabhuta maheshwaram. Avajananti maam mudaha. Mahushintam mashritam. Param bhavam ajanantaha. Mamabhuta maheshwaram. Fools, fools disregard me, dwelling in the human form.
not knowing my supreme nature, the great Lord of beings. So what is saying? The deluded people. Who are the deluded people?
The human beings. We, the human beings.
Deluded by what?
Identifying with...
Deluded by the perception, action, emotions and thoughts. Why are you deluded? Because you never pause and question. When you contact and your senses come in contact with the world, matra prasastu kaunteya shita ushna sukha dukkha agama payinaha anityaha tam iti shasva bharata. Did we study this verse? Yes, we did. Verse number 14, chapter 2. Very, very important verse. Matra prasastu kaunteya shita ushna sukha dukkha agama payinaha anitya tam pitiksha swabhava. Yes, when your senses come in contact with the world, right, then what happens? Pleasure, pain, joy, sorrow, heat, cold, all this stuff. But understand, they are something that come and go. Tam pitiksha swabhava, you must endure. Bharata, Arjuna, remember the word. In other words, when your senses are in constant contact with the world, then the world has certain reactions. You experience the reaction. Now, you never stop and question that. Pause and question that and ponder, create a distance. As a result of which what? You allow yourself to get deluded. Now, like this, from childhood, so many experiences. It's not just one. So many experiences. Now you are in total delusion. You have become one with the world. To even question them becomes blasphemous to you. So that is what he calls as deluded. You are already conditioned. Totally conditioned by your perception, actions, emotions and thoughts. Childhood, all that has conditioned us. We are totally deluded. So he says, therefore what do? You disregard the self. You disregard the self, me, Bhagavan, the spirit in you, dwelling in the human form. In the human form also, it is there. How? Avyakta. Bina dekhe, you don't identify with it. So what do? You go on identifying with more and more with perception, actions, emotions and thoughts. Therefore he says, dwelling in human form, fools disregard me. Not knowing my supreme nature. See, remember that example. Recollect examples when we study this. One other example that we have discussed quite often is wooden stick, magnet and iron rod. Take the magnet to the iron piece or iron rod. Will they get attracted or not? Yes. Take the wooden piece to the magnet. Will they get attracted?
No.
Tie the wooden piece with the iron rod and take the magnet. Will they get attracted or not?
Yes.
Combination will get attracted. But in the combination that is getting attracted, is the wooden piece really attracted?
No.
Similarly, in the example, magnet is compared to what? Iron piece is compared to what? Wooden piece is compared to what?
Iron piece is the world. Magnet is readily.
Magnet is the world.
Magnet is the world. Iron piece is the
and wooden piece is Atma.
Individual. Iron piece is individual. Atma is the wooden piece. God is wooden piece. Right. The wooden piece never involved in the magnet. even when it is forcefully tied to the matter. So you are a combination, but being a combination, now you have a choice to either intimate with the material component or with the spiritual component. Why do we study every week and every day? To make ourselves start identifying with spirit in us more and more. From childhood, if not from previous Janma or more Janmas before, we have been constantly identifying with matter. So it becomes very difficult to de-identify with matter and identify with spirit. Therefore, we are getting into satsang. So he says, fools, they don't care. They are lost in perception, action, emotions and thoughts. They never question it. Never question it. They continue to be more and more deluded. They take what they see for granted. What do the fools do? They go by their perception. What do the wise do? They subject the perception to series of questioning and then they draw out the truth. They may understand that perception need not necessarily be correct. Somebody is sitting under the palm tree and drinking milk. Your perception is saying he is drinking something white, so he is drinking toddy. Because he is drinking that milk under the palm tree. So probably he is taking the toddy from the palm tree and drinking. Isn't it? But when you go close, scrutinize, then you see what he is drinking is milk.
So the senses, you allow your senses to
take the final call. Buddhi ko prayog nahi karte. That's what he's saying. Why don't you question and see? When you question and see, then you will not disregard me, the spirit, which is dwelling even in this human form. While you are dwelling in human form, the self is dwelling in you unmanifest.
Like butter pervades the milk in unmanifest form.
But now we know the technique of removing the butter from the milk. How do we remove butter?
You
first warm
the morning.
Bring it to lukewarm condition. Then add little jamun to it. Then leave it overnight. Then next day morning it turns into curd. That you churn and make butter milk. Butter separates. Yes? Same way, how do you separate the Atma from the Anatma? Same method. Now you make curd. Jada experience bhi nahi hona chahiye. Bahut kam experience bhi nahi hona chahiye. You must be lukewarm. That's why we say, you're too old, very difficult. Too young, then also difficult. Thoda sa middle age. Young, you are just about little experience you got. Because then you've seen it all, not totally indulgent also, not zero experience. Right? Such a person, little knowledge. Like a lukewarm milk, you are little jamun. Weekly one class. And daily one study class, study time. Little knowledge you add. Then what happens? Leave it for a while, go about working in the world. It turns into curd. Slowly, knowledge becomes little clear. Like what Sveta said in the beginning, before you all came. Little bit of attachment I am able to see, but I don't want it. So it's the same. The curd is forming now. Cold as you start seeing. You understand? And then you have to do churning. How? negation, assertion. Negation, assertion. Assertion, negation. Assert the self, negate the non-self. We keep on turning. Then slowly the butter separates. The self separates. But fools, they are totally in the experience. They are hot milk. You understand? They're completely in the. So therefore, difficult. You throw knowledge into them, it'll evaporate like water thrown on hot plate. Wasting your time in studying all these things, man. See this world right in front of you, offering everything that you want. Go have maja. You understand? Gao piyo maja. You know, so that's what he's saying. Fools disregard me, dwelling in the human form, not knowing my supreme nature, the great lord of beings. Bhuta Maheshwar. And the lord of all beings. Next verse.
Moga shamoga karmanaha. Moga shamoga karmanaha. Moga jnana vichetataha. Moga jnana vichetataha. Rakshasi masurim chaiva. Rakshasi masurim chaiva. Prakritim mohini shrutaha. Prakritim mohini shrutaha. Moga shamoga karmanaha. Moga jnana vichetataha. Rakshasi masurim chaiva. Prakritim So when you become a fool, when you get addicted to your perception, actions, emotions and thoughts, what do? You do vain actions with vain hope backed by vain knowledge.
Moga cha,
moga karmanah,
moha jnana, vichetaka, senseless.
When you become senseless,
then Kalidasa was senseless in the beginning. What did he do?
He cut that branch
on which you are sitting at the place where it shoots from the tree. In other words, a modern example is, you take your own photograph. With some few crores rupees. Give it to the safari fellow to finish. Your own photograph. That is called delusion. You are saying, find this fellow and finish it. This is what he is saying. You are creating your own samsara. You are getting caught.
Out of what? Wrong expectation. Mogasha. With wrong hopes. Hoping the impermanent to be permanent. You invest all your eggs in that basket. Whose fault is it? Moga. It hopes.
Full of such hopes, you do tremendous actions to find success in this world, thinking that will bring you security. Isn't it? Everything in this world you put. Yesterday I got a message from somebody, and they very well known to us, both my wife also. They were traveling in the car from Chennai to Madurai. Then they have a small child. The tire burst, the car overturned. The mother died. Mother was hospitalized, child is not having much of the nutrients in the child. Father is alive, child is not alive. Young lady died. Right? And Bajabo is the Madhishankara said, Kala Kridati Gachati Ayuhu. Life, Kala Kridati means time sports. Gachati Ayu. Life breath is me. But you are still clinging on to your desires. Still mogasa, moga karmana, moga jnana. Your knowledge is covered in vanity. It's vain. You don't understand. It's senseless. It takes you nowhere. Where is it taking you? It takes you nowhere. You, because you do not have the right knowledge. Your knowledge is cloudy. Nowadays it will be light cloud. It's like that. It's cloudy knowledge that you have. And think, this is it. I'll put all my eggs in this basket. Work, work, work. Acquire, acquire, acquire. And all I acquire, I'll enjoy. And that will take care. Nothing. Right? So it is vain hopes. Isn't that your hope? Wasn't that the hope of Shahjahan when Aurangzeb was born? He didn't know it was a vain hope. Isn't it? We think our children will take care of us when we are old. The story changes the other way around. Suddenly. They say, you have to take care of us, not we have to take care of you. Vain hopes. See, in other words, he is just saying, have the correct knowledge, clarity. This is impermanent. This cannot give me security. And within the impermanent world, for Vyavaharika Satyam, for the practical purposes, like how iron and gold is good for buying iron and gold, I do work. But when you do like that, then how will you function like one unconcerned and unattached? Udasina what? Asakta. Otherwise, now, are you Udasina? No. You are totally dependent. Completely shattered. That's what it means by saying mogasha, moga karmanaka, moha jnana. So out of this moga jnana, what are you doing? With hopeless wish, one looks and lingers. One breaks the glass and cuts his finger. But they whom truth and wisdom lead can gather honey from a weed. So you must allow your truth and wisdom to lead your life. Not the perceptions, actions, emotions and thoughts. A carrot is dangling in front of a donkey. And the donkey is chasing the carrot. This is how we are living. Instead, the truth, the perception of the truth should be driving force, should be the driving force in your actions. You should be driven by inspiration, not by incentives. Isn't it? Where the whole world is driven by incentive. He says, senseless. Senseless means what? Without thinking. You ask somebody, sir, you were running after it before, no? But why you were not running after it? You seem to be running after something else. Yeah, yeah, I ran after it. So you didn't get it? No, no, I got it. But after getting it, I didn't find what I wanted in it. Therefore, now I am running after something else. Now only I started running after a thing which he found not giving joy. When I inquire this, will I waste my time running after that? But I don't inquire. Senseless. they verily are possessed of a delusive prakriti. What are they? Rakshasi, Asuri, Rajasik and Tamas. What does Rajasik fellow do? He cooks but eats sin. Isn't it? We studied that in the third chapter, no? Sattvic person eats the remnants of sacrifice. Rajasic fellow cooks but eats sin. Tamasic fellow is like a thief. Tene eva saha.
Remember that? Verse 12 and 13 of chapter 3. So what does the Rajasic fellow do? He goes on acquiring. Right? And nothing else is necessary. All his life's energy goes in the accumulation of things which are passing and fleeting in nature. All his time and energy is spent in that sense. He never understands that enough is never enough. How much ever you get, you still feel you are at 99. Not yet. So therefore, Rajasic fellow goes on doing this. Tamasic fellow sits and finds, keeps on complaining about government, about this, about that, something or the other. Hopeless wish for Dukshatim. Rajasic fellow breaks the glass and cuts his fingers. So much of activity is terrible stress coming out of it. It's not worth it. The kind of Rajasic activity that the fellow gets in, his greed pushes him into such activity. He burns his canvas on both sides. And at the end of the day, he is totally stressed. That's what it means. And breaks the glass and cuts his fingers. You sometimes you even go into unethical things. Just one thought, I told you, one fellow. He was owning a printing press in Coimbatore. His business was going nicely, happily. But you know, Rakshasas and Asuras sometimes they take over. In fact, very often they take over. Very rarely, devas take over. In that kind of case, also Rakshasa took over. Asura took over. But in his case, he is a printing press owner. Printing press is doing well, he is learning very well. But printing press is a very tough job. You understand? He has to get the approval sanctioned by the customer, says this is what I wanted, and then print. Then the customer says, see, the sample is different, this is different. This is not what I want. I'm not going to pay. And you did not deliver on time, you know, all sorts of problems. Then finally he has to come in and somehow make money. One thought came in. May for books print cover. Then books go to the payment bill. Why not I print money? You understand? Straight away. Books print karke, then follow up karke, then payment lena. No question. You understand? See the currency note printed. Rakshasa came and sat up in head. Doing dance. You understand? That fellow did it.
He was caught and he was in jail.
One thought is enough.
One senseless action is enough.
What is he here?
Mogasha,
Moga Karmanaha,
Moga Jnana. And the interesting thing about here is, the Rajasic fellow and Tamasic fellow, they are so totally deluded, they can't see it.
We are out of it, we can see. You are in it, when you are in it, you can't see. You can't try to talk all these things to a successful businessman, let us see. Very rarely, they are available. Few, where one or two, you can count them out. Where I'm successful, what are you talking about? I know how to run the business. What's going on here? You understand?
I'm a teacher.
Huh?
I'm a teacher.
Exactly.
I mean, what's the big deal? Shalom, Gita. What are you talking about? Because it is a delusion, moga, totally delusion.
He can't see it. You, in fact, you have to be very, very careful when you are successful than when you are not so successful. Many of the big corporations are destroyed by their own greed. Nobody else. Isn't it? By their own greed.
Nobody else destroyed them. Some of the decisions that they took. Why did they take greed? Hopeless clouds, you are seeing something else. And when things are going on in your direction, you think that's the right way to go. I don't want to do it. I have to do it. Suddenly, somewhere when something goes wrong, totally shut. That's the time you really know who are your friends. That's when I really, really know. My ex-Prime Minister Manmohan Singh recently told me. He called his own office when the CBI team came out. Nobody answered the phone. That fellow was somebody who was referring to. Constantly with him, he's still there. He did not answer the phone, nor did he return the call. And we are not talking about ex-Prime Minister, means some 5 years, some 20 years back Prime Minister. Just
1 year ago. This is life. So therefore, if you really understand what Krishna is saying,
very interestingly he says, possessed of the delusive prakriti of Rakshasaranastha. Beautiful words. This is Rakshasaranastha. Asuric fellow will probably be driven by greed, and Rakshasa fellows can even go to unethical means. You can have greed, and out of greed you can burn yourselves on both sides. That is different. That itself will bring you stress and all that. Right? The worst is you go to the level of an unethical. Some of the well-known business houses, you wonder why, you know, why did you take this step? For what was the necessity? And it's interesting, at that time that fellow cannot think. Vedant things will never sit on judgment. They understand that perfectly, they understand. He was possessed
by a devil.
That time they cannot think. You understand? He was possessed by the devil at that
time.
He will never, not cannot, he will never sit on
judgment.
He understands, right? Fellows, judgment means you must judge that fellow.
He cannot judge the other person,
see
how could he do this?
He understands, this demands perfectly overpowered him. That's why he behaves like that.
Also, there is him acting with judgment and discernment.
He understands that.
Why is he continuing in the mind in this world? Is that, okay, we will tell ourselves don't be judgmental. At the same time, you know, one, it's good to have a way to understand that.
Of course you keep a distance.
Yeah, but so they say, you know, like in the yoga sutra, you avoid evil company.
Yes.
So which means that one is recognizing, they don't want to judge.
I'll give you one example, I'll give you one story example, then you will yourself understand.
There was a very famous case in US, I think, where a fellow, in the night, in sleepwalking, he went to his father-in-law's house, which was very close by, murdered his father-in-law. He came back to his house. In sleepwalking it is. And he was acquitted in the court later on. Because, very interesting case it was. Early, next day morning when he woke up, he saw blood stains on his clothes and he saw one knife with some blood stains in it next to his bed. He saw all that and he said, well, what's this? What is this? You know, I don't understand. So he told his wife this. I see all these things, I don't understand this. And he called the police. He himself called the police. And said, see, I woke up this morning, I have this problem of sleepwalking, that I know. But when I woke up this morning, a lot of blood stains on my body, and I have a knife which has blood stains. I don't know what actually happened. Can you please find out for me? Then the dogs came, and they traced the whole, you know, steps to the father-in-law's house. There they saw the father-in-law murdered, and the forensic proved that he only murdered. But the court acquitted him. But when the court acquitted him, what do you think the court did? They sent him back to home. Uska rehabilitation chahiye. This is different, no? Same thing here also. Understand, this fellow has done it out of rakshasa sitting and dancing on his head. That you understand. But inka nature aisa hai. So you don't judge him, you don't hate him, you don't, you know, criticize him. But you recognize inka man ke andar rakshas beta hua hai. Rakshas ko bahar nikalna, jab tak usko protected environment dena. वो जरूरत है। Then you judge the person and put him down or criticize him, that is judging. Here you see, yes, the person is doing unethical things and he is not available for reasoning. And he thinks you people are bad, this is the way to do business, you have no idea, and right, you are wrong. So you have to keep away. So that's
it. And you just recognize that don't get affected by it.
So you keep yourself. So, but the limited point I wanted to make, here was that the prakriti, this delusive prakriti of rakshasa and asura takes over.
Exactly.
He is in that spin.
Yes.
He is not available for any reason. Kumbhakarna then spoke to Ravana, how much he spoke. Kumbhakarna explained to him. So many people, Hanuman ke, Kumbhakarna ke, Sita herself, so many people, Ravan cannot hear. Yes. Same thing with Duryodhana. Think about the process.
When you ask, see, a mad fellow doesn't know he's mad. It's a fact.
So,
to the extent we are mad, we don't know that we are mad.
This is the most frightening thing. To the extent the madness in us, we don't know that we are mad. And it's actually a frightening thing.
पूर्णमुदच्छते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति.
ॐ
manaseendriyeva manaseendriyeva hrudya atmanava prakrute swabhavat prakrute swabhavat karomi asyat sakalam parasmahi narayanayeti samarpayami narayanayeti samarpayami.